Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Genevieve Gems, and is your host, Genevieve, your transgender speaker here. And how was your holiday season? How was your New Year's? I'm sure many of you had a good, I'm sure a lot of you had a good 2017. Maybe some of you wasn't quite as good, but we have a new year here, 2018, and I look forward to many wonderful things to happen. New Year is like turning a page in a book. You know, you finish with the old year, and then you get to a new year, clean sheet for a new chapter. And you start new, you get to a new chapter. And I'd like to ask, what are your dreams for this year? Do you have anything that you would like to do? Would you like to travel somewhere? Would you like to maybe go to college or school, get training, change your job? Would you like to write a book? Or learn how to ski. Dreams are wide and varied. You know, some dreams may seem a little simple. Other dreams may be beyond your comfort zone, but you're willing to do it. You're willing to go through that discomfort, fill that dream. And what I do, you know, everybody says that they have make resolutions. What I do is I set goals instead of resolutions. Reason why I set goals is it puts some teeth to those things, to those dreams that I have. You know, write down what the goal is. Then you set about your action plan. And then you go ahead and work on the goal. One thing is, God knows what your dreams are. He knows the things that you have on your heart. It's nothing new to God. You know, we go to many people in the Bible. I think of Jesus. I think of Moses. King David. And many others who had dreams and visions too. And God, you know, God knows what's on your heart. And God knows the dreams that you have and desires to help you achieve them. Know that you're not alone in that. You know, these are dreams that are strong in your heart. They're strong in you. You know, what other people may think about it is immaterial. You know, you may have had a vision about something maybe you've been wanting to do for a long time, or maybe recently God put this thing in your heart. I also believe that some people's dreams were put, the seed was planted in the heart many years ago. And also, dreams can suddenly come out of the blue. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that, maybe out of the blue, but, you know, they come, maybe you weren't thinking about it, or maybe some life experiences have moved you in that direction. I read, Matthew chapter 2, we did a Bible study on it recently, and you know, you saw how dreams played a big part in, you know, keeping the lineage of Jesus intact. You see, we go in verse 2, and it said during that time, you know, the wise men had come, they followed the star, and they, wondering where the King of Jews was, Jesus. And they came to King Herod, you know, they wanted to know where the star, where the King of the Jews was. And Herod was frightened by this. And as things go on, you know, Herod wanted to know where the star was going to be, and he wanted the wise men to come back to him and tell him where the baby was. So they could. So he said that he would pay honor to him. But as the story goes on, you know, that wasn't the case. And so the wise men went to, they saw the baby Jesus, so the baby, paid honor to him, gave him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They had been warned in a dream not to return to Herod. They left for their own country by another way. Now, also an angel appeared to the Lord in a dream, saying, telling him, warning him to get up, take the child and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and flee to Egypt, because Herod wanted to do great harm, to destroy him. And as you know, the exactly what happened. Herod went about and killed all the boys 2 years old and under. And then later on, when Herod died, God appeared in another dream to Joseph. Joseph had another dream and said he could bring the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, because Herod and all the men who were with him were dead at that time. But when he found out that Archelaus, that was Herod's son, was ruling over Judea, he was afraid to go there, and after being warned in a dream, he went to the district of Galilee and made his home in Nazareth. Now here's where dreams, as you see here with dreams, is not only warnings, but it required action. As I get back to the point, that reason I set goals was like, put up a plan of action. It puts teeth into that. And when you put teeth to that, you know, you have to, you know, put, you know, you have to put in some ideas of how you're going to achieve them. You start out with a few, not, you know, you start out with a few, you know, and then kind of go from there, work from there. One thing about dreams is it takes a lot of perseverance. No, it's going to take time. It's going to take work. It's going to take time. And in some cases, it will take patience. One thing God will give you is guidance during that time. Also, when we have dreams, you know, that we have goals that we set, you know, they may involve some changes in our life. It may involve a change in plans. I know I look at Abraham, for example. No, he was living life, you know, then God appeared to him, then an angel appeared to him one day, said to go, you know, pack up everything they had and go to the land that he had prepared for him. Now, he didn't know what the land was. He didn't know where he was going. But he went anyway. You know, just reading here, just read the story about Mary and Joseph, that was a radical change in plans. You know, Joseph got up in the middle of the night and fled to Egypt. It was by a dream that God had given him. And those things, it can happen to us. You know, maybe we had plans to do one thing, but God has directed us to do something else. God, dreams may help us have to have a change in our attitude. In other words, we have to work on some of our personal issues if we have any. If you're going to achieve whatever goal you're going to achieve, it means that you may have to put aside some things. Say if you're going to go on a diet, you have to, put aside some things. Lay off the chocolate, or not so much chocolate. Lay off the sodas and the rich food. Cut back on the amount that you eat. Maybe you want to go to a school. You have to make a preparation. See what school you're in. See where you want to study. Maybe God might have called you to the ministry. I know somebody who was in the business world, and God had called them to be a minister, called them to the ministry. And today he's still serving God, doing God in the ministry. He never went to seminary school or anything. He came from the business world, and he's a pastor of a thriving church. Each service is like 4,000 people, and people are coming from everywhere. And God put this on his heart. Sometimes you might have to move to another city or move to another country. Dreams, you might have to move on. It might be a change in relationships. One thing I've always maintained is there's going to be some changes. Maybe it might be some relationships you might have to change. You may have to end it. Maybe the people that you hang out, maybe you can't hang out with them anymore. Or you go into another direction. I don't mean you treat them like they're less than or garbage. You say, just like you saying, I have other things that I need to do that are more important. And you just move on. I've been doing setting goals. I've been doing this for about maybe almost 20 years, I would say. Almost 20 years. It's been wonderful, having these dreams and just working on them and seeing them come to fruition. Now, one thing I remember was God was always with me during those times. Some changes weren't easy. Also, I might have had to alter some of the things that I had planned, dreams. I had to alter some of them. Because maybe you never know. God, it might not have been what God's will was. Sometimes change isn't easy. For a lot of people, change is hard. It takes, gets back to the perseverance. Perseverance and trust in God. You see, as you have a change, you trust in God, God will see you through. He'll be with you. You can go to God for any kind of guidance that you need. And changes are not only, they're for our benefit, yes, but they're also for God's glory. I think it's part of the reason. Nothing else with dreams are. I just think dreams goes to show that there's another way. There are other ways, that God can use us and move us. Not easy, as I mentioned earlier, but it's necessary if we're going to achieve our goals and see our dreams come true. I mentioned earlier about doing goals. I think one thing you have to remember is just keep them in perspective. Like with dreams, you have to dreams are something that sometimes you may not understand. You may not understand everything about them, but just keep things in perspective. You know, don't make something a lot bigger than it really is, and don't have any unrealistic expectations. Because the expectation is unrealistic, you know, it can be discouraging. And so you may have to rethink it, what your dream is, what the goal is. You may have to rethink it, and that's okay. That's okay. It may be a necessary thing, you know. You know, it's not a fixed thing that you have to do something that particular way. Are there any times in your life where you were going on the course, you know, you felt God leading you, and then suddenly you changed course? You had to change course. Then even God's design to change the course, because He always mentioned that God sees things that you may not see. Or even though He'll bring people in your lives, they'll see things that God will direct them and direct you in a way that maybe you need to go. It's, I mentioned about the change part, it's not easy, but you have to trust God on that. Because remember, God knows what He's doing. I'd like to ask, have you had dreams that you know, have you fulfilled them? If you have fulfilled them, you know the feeling that you had when it was achieved. I know it's a wonderful feeling. It's happened to me many, many, many times, you know, and it's a wonderful feeling. But then there will be other dreams. You know, when a complete one goal or your dream fulfilled, have others. You know, there are others. You know, you look at some people, you know, you're amazed at what they accomplish. And it has nothing to do with age, your education. It may not have nothing to do with where you come from. You know, nothing to do with your gender. You know, it's amazing that some people can accomplish. It has nothing to do with intelligence, too. You know, perseverance is required. Intelligence is not required as far as perseverance go. You know, perseverance is just staying the course. I mean, I marvel at Paul's life, what he went through. You know, he went through shipwreck, he was beaten, jailed, slandered, everything else, but he stayed the course. Sometimes staying the course isn't easy. Now, I can vouch for that. Many times it wasn't easy. But just keeping your eyes on the prize, as it mentions in the Epistles, keeping your eyes on the prize. You know, no matter what goes on around you, keep your eyes on the prize. You know, single-mindedness. And dreams do require, you know, fulfilling dreams require that. Being single-minded. And people say things, you had a dream, you know, they might say, well, you had a dream like that. Well, what kind of a dream is that? Or they'll say, it never happened. Or you don't have the education, or you don't have the resources. But how many changes have happened because people dream and they saw a bigger vision? I mentioned that regarding Stonewall. Stonewall would have never happened if it weren't for trans people, drag queens, which the majority of people were color. It never would have happened. You go through all through history, you know, the Civil Rights Movement is another example. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. And he stayed that. He stayed on course with that. You know, dreams go all through the centuries. Name many men and women who had dreams and saw them fulfilled. There's some guy, you know, there's some of the apostles longed to see when Jesus came back. They never lived to see, but he was going to, they thought he would come back in their time. They never lived to see, but they did stay on course. The dreams require you to stay on course. I'd like to ask, what are your dreams for 2018? Do you have many? Do you have one or two? Well, the number doesn't matter. It's just as much you have a dream. You know, follow those dreams and plan a course. You know, if there's a course of action, you know, follow it. Wherever God leads you, follow it. Follow his leading. And he'll guide you. And you know, dreams are not only for you to achieve, but he has another purpose too, to touch other people's lives. Remember when I tutored, you know, one thing I've always said, you know, one thing about my life is I wanted to make a difference. And I saw people just blossom. And how they touched other people's lives, I don't know. I really don't know, but in eternity, I'll know that. Final thought is, whatever your dreams are, keep on going. You know, make the changes that you have, you need to make. But keep believing, keep trusting. You know, if you need to educate yourself about those, about the changes that you need, educate about things that you need, if you need to have education. And proceed ahead. Keep going ahead. Trust God. And believe that you will achieve those dreams. Same thing, you can have all the information, but if you don't believe in yourself, then it's a struggle. It will never happen. So keep believing. Keep trusting. And this is Genevieve's Gems. And once again, I'd like to wish you a happy 2018. And I pray all your dreams will be fulfilled for the year. At the end of the year, you know, come back and tell me, you know, did you fulfill all those dreams? And if you look back on it and those dreams came true, you know, you say, back on it, you say, you may say, I did this, I achieved this. You might say, I never thought I would do this. But once you achieve something, it brings a lot of confidence in your life. And you say, well, like it says in Scripture, you know, I can do all things in God who strengthens me. And this is Genevieve's Gems, and I look forward to our next time together. God bless you.